Kate Somerville. I'm giggling for the next however long.
I know, me too. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, it's so good to speak to you again. How on earth are you?
I'm good. I mean, I to be honest, like, I go through waves of like full fear, and then I go through waves like, we're going to be fine. Just live this moment right now. And you're fine in this moment. Like, I look around and I'm like, whew, I'm okay right now. And I just have to do the things that keep me healthy, you know? And I tell people, like, this is a time to, like, duck and cover, right? This is, you know, we went through some wildfires a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, a few years ago. And my husband's like, we're going to stay and fight it. And we did. But what I realized is, like, nature and fire, you don't have control over a lot of things in your life. And you just have to kind of duck and cover and get through on them. And this is one of them, like, duck, cover, and then, you know, do your best your way through it and try and survive it, right? So we're all in survival mode in many ways. So that's where I am. I'm like, pivot the business, you know, take care of you, take the silver linings that this is going to show you, which there's been hundreds of silver linings. And, you know, that's how I'm dealing with it. But not to say I don't go through, like, full, like, holy, oh my God, are we gonna, you know, is my family gonna survive this financially? Are we gonna survive this? Is my business gonna survive this? So I do go through, like, whoo, like, it's scary. And I think we all are going through something like that.
I agree with you. And I think there is that saying, isn't there? You can't control what happens, but you can control how you react.
Yes.
And yes. I've definitely tried to employ that method of thinking. Yeah. Like, I can't control the other stuff, but I can control doing daily yoga.
Yep. The other thing, Em, and you will love this book, but I recommend you listen to this book. It's called The Surrender Experiment, and it's by Michael Singer. And everybody listening to this podcast, download this book right now. I love it because
you finish listening to the podcast.
Yeah. It's about a guy that, I don't want to ruin the book, but it's a man that had no intention of building a billion-dollar business. His only intention was to meditate and go within himself. And then at one point he was shown through meditation that he should surrender to life and what life was supposed to bring to him this time around. And so he completely surrendered to life's forces, even when he didn't want to do something. So, like, his body or his mind, like, someone would come to him and said, hey, can you do this? And he didn't want to do it. And he goes, but it showed up at my door, so I said yes. And then he became, I don't want to unveil. So he became WebMD. Like, that's how big he is. Right. But just who he is, his story. So that book has helped me through this because it's the great surrender. And right now, this is a time to surrender to everything that's going on because you don't have control.
Mm. No. We just don't. So you can only control what you can control, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is why you're a good person to have on Feel Good Habits, because when you came back on the show, and this is how coconuts it is, that was on Halloween.
Oh, it was?
When we last hung out in London, that was on Halloween.
That's how long ago it was. Crazy. You know what? So weird. Oh, you know why? Yes, because that's my husband and I, our anniversary, and remember, he was with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That seems so long ago, doesn't it?
No, it seems so long ago, but also 5 minutes.
I know.
But what I really took away from that conversation was, obviously, we recorded a couple of podcasts when we were together, but we spent a little bit of time just chatting in the corner. And I was saying to, I've said to a load of people, I've never experienced anything like it. It was like magnets. And
it was
so positive.
I know. And I literally want to sweep you up right now and bring you to LA. And so you can have a little space to be in the warmth and not feel the situation, because I have to say, I feel so blessed of where I live right now, because I don't live in a city. And so I can really dive into nature right now, because nature has not changed. Like, you go out and you sit under a tree and the birds are still doing their thing, and the world is still going. And so you almost don't even know this thing is happening. If you weren't informed, you would not know. Mm-hmm. And so I just wish I could swoop you up and bring you here in a little bubble.
What you can do, because I always say to people, Kate's just got a bit of magic about her. Kate was just so positive. And you looked at me and you said a couple of things, and I was like, she knew stuff about me that I didn't tell her. And it was so weird. But what you can do for everyone is really wrap up everyone in a bubble, because you have some really good feel-good habits, just like tips and strategies. And I think it's always been really clear that you're very good at pushing forward, seeing the positive, and just trying to be the best. So what's your first feel-good habit, my friend?
So honestly, I just kind of mentioned it. Nature is where I find it's like my church, it's my solace. And I have to tell you, like, I'm getting ready to go into the Sierra Nevadas, which is a mountain range close to us, more because I just feel like I need to really connect to nature and get really simple. And what I mean simple, like get away from everything, phone, responsibilities other than taking care of me, and then just getting really basic and watching nature. And so nature to me is, it puts us right back into, you know, there's something called grounding. It's a big thing. And I think it's going to be bigger and bigger as technology gets bigger, because people are going away from just being really natural. It's so funny because I'm totally, do you guys have the show Naked and Afraid? Do you guys have that show in the UK?
I was just about to say, that's me when I get out of the shower.
Oh my God. It's this nature show, and it's huge here in the US. And they drop two people off, usually of opposite sex, naked, on like a deserted island or in Africa, and they have to survive naked with a stranger, with no clothes, no food. They get to bring one thing. And I'm so into the show right now, and it's so uncomfortable because these people, what they go through, I mean, they starve, they pass out, they have to hunt and fish with nothing. You know, it's very primitive. And when you strip yourself of all of this stuff, and you get really basic, I feel like the essence of like the true you comes through. So this sounds really deep, but it's the truth for me. So when I go to the beach, I'll just sit and just try and like look at basic things, and it brings me back to like my true self. And so that is my first thing I do. And then the second thing I do to try and feel good during these times is learn something new. So but I've been like the COVID thing for me has been really good in certain ways because it slowed me down. But it also, in another way, I'm like ballooning up because I'm learning a new recipe. As like a I used to say, every day I'm going to learn a new recipe. And yeah, that's not been good for the waistline. I listen to a podcast, or I pick up a book. And so, because I've noticed that since I haven't had as much travel and interaction, my brain has slowed down, which is a a positive thing, but I've gotten a little dumb. You know, I'm like, I'm not as sharp. And so I'm like, oh, I better learn something every day. So that's been my two tricks during this time.
That's so interesting you say that, because, well, first of all, we're going to come back to the recipes.
Yeah.
Second of all, I realized, like, obviously I'm isolating by myself, so I wasn't speaking to anybody. And I'd get onto podcasts and I would start saying a question or start like asking my mouth was like, everything was tripping up. And I thought, you sound so stupid. Right
yeah,
now.
I'm going through the same thing. I don't know. I think it's because we're just not firing as fast because we don't have as much interaction. And that must be tough for you, Em, by yourself. Like, how are you doing that? Because I have so many, like, I have my little core that's coming in and out. And that must be tough. How are you doing that?
To be honest, it comes back to the control thing. Like, obviously, in an ideal world, I'd have my parents and my brother around. But I spoke to Julia Samuel, the psychotherapist, about this at the beginning of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. For me, I decided to see staying away from them as an act of love, a very act of love.
Yeah.
So that really helped. But I speak to my friends all the time.
Okay.
But a lot of it's on WhatsApp or a lot of messaging.
Yeah.
And I actually realized, and I was saying, I was speaking to a friend the other day, and I said, I have to make sure I'm doing a podcast a day or at least four a week.
Yeah.
Because it just, otherwise I atrophy.
Well, the other thing too, I know this just because I'm an esthetician and I feel like I'm a healer in a touch way. So being touched is so important. Mm-hmm. So now I really want to see you because I want to put my hands on you so you know you're loved. Your body knows you're loved, right? Because at least my husband and I, we can kind of touch each other and go like, whew, you know, but you're alone. So that's tough. So you haven't seen anyone. You're literally been isolated for how long?
Since March the 12th. But I went to see a friend last weekend, socially distanced. And it was the hardest thing because we just wanted to cuddle.
Mm-hmm. I want you to cuddle somebody. Can you find someone safe to cuddle? Because touch is really important. So on this podcast, I really emphasize, like, there's this, it's online and it's a service of this woman that goes in and she's paid to just cuddle people. And so many of my friends would send me this link and go like, ew, that's weird. And I'm like, no, it's not weird. It's like, I know it feels and sounds kind of like a prostitute kind of situation, but she doesn't have sexual anything. All she does is like hug and pet and hold. And there's so many people that are so lonely, and especially the elderly. And so touch is really important. Mm-hmm. And so even in marriages, like, you know, when things aren't good with you and your partner, if you can put down the resentments, right? Because we build up these silly resentments in our heads. And listen, maybe they're real, but if you can set down a resentment and just like, honestly, just touch each other. And I think a lot of things could be solved, you know, just through touch.
Well, I did say to a friend this week that I was very close to printing off a picture of Chris Hemsworth's face and pinning it.
Hey, whatever you need, girl.
Whatever gets you through with them. There we go. I mean, I have watched the Avengers movies while we've been in lockdown, so it feels like a use of my time. So let's go back quickly. Can we talk about the recipes? What recipes?
Yeah. Because
you and I made margaritas. So I know that you know how to make a good margarita.
I know. Listen. Okay. Well, let's get that right out on the open. So the best margarita in the entire world is getting a good tequila, right? You don't want to do like Jose Cuervo, please. You gotta do a good reposado. You know, my favorite is Hornitos for margaritas. I don't know if you guys have that in the UK, but find a good one that's not oaky, right? Because you're making a margarita, you want something a little smooth and not oaky. And then you get fresh grapefruit, fresh orange juice, fresh lime, and you just squeeze that, and that's it. That's your margarita. So I love margaritas. My husband does one every day. I do one maybe twice a week. Because my background, my mom was alcoholic, so I really watch any kind of drug or alcohol for me. So many recipes. One of them is turned into one of my favorites now, and it's this coconut, it's like a Thai coconut sweet chicken. So I cut up chicken, I get a can of that coconut milk, and then I do a little bit of brown sugar. But the key to this one is I chop up the chicken, and then I do green onion, cilantro, and garlic, and I just I stir it up, the chicken, and I let that sit and marinate for about 2 hours before I put it into the coconut milk and brown sugar. And it is so insane. It's so good. So that's a new recipe that I've been, one of my favorites that I've done. And then I just did on, and it, you know what's so funny, Em, is I'm known for skincare, right? Mm-hmm. But I was listening to Laird Hamilton on Joe Rogan's podcast, and Laird is like so inspirational, and he really cares about every single thing that goes into his body. But he was talking about this creamer that he does, and it's a powdered creamer in his coffee, and it's coconut milk powdered, turmeric. One of them has cacao. And he mixes that in his coffee every morning. And so I was like, you know what? I want to try this, but I want it to be like real. I don't mean real, but like I wanted to do it in my kitchen. So I ended up recording it, and it became the biggest watched post that I've ever done. It wasn't even skincare, damn it. it was on this creamer. And so what I did was I took that can of coconut milk and I put it in a jar, and I put agave, 2 heaping spoons of turmeric. And you got to make sure you find a good turmeric, because I tried it from like just like our local store. And then a friend of mine who you just met, Jen, she's from New York. She used to work for Wakaya Perfection, and they have this turmeric that is so yummy. So I used that. And then I put the cacao in that and cinnamon. And I mixed it up in this jar. And so now in my coffee, I do 2 heaping spoons of that for my creamer. It is so delicious and so good for you, because you get the fats from the coconut milk. You get the turmeric for inflammation, heart health. I mean, turmeric is awesome for everything, skin too. And then the cacao is really good for you as well. And then cinnamon helps to stimulate blood flow. I mean, cinnamon has so many, so many health benefits. But one of them I heard was that it cuts hunger. But I have to tell you, I'm not doing well on the hunger part through this. This has definitely been a negative on my diet and my physical being, because so many of my friends are losing weight because they're like, oh, I can work out and I can, and I'm like, all I'm doing is cooking, eating, and laying around. It's not good.
Don't be so hard on yourself. there was a weird thing right at the beginning of lockdown where it was like, right, now you've got all this time, you should come out of it with 5% body fat. And it's like, no, you should just cope with the fact there's a pandemic.
Oh, man. Well, I've been eating. So those are two of my awesome recipes that I've that are going to stick with me, right? Because I've tried a lot of other recipes, but those two, and it's weird because it's coconut milk, and I wasn't a huge coconut person, but now I am, apparently.
So I know you mentioned as your first habit going outside. But yeah. I might have noticed on social media that there's a little bit of outside space that's been cultivated for you where you meditate. Am I presuming, preempting your third habit, that that has something to do with mindfulness?
So I am trying to meditate, and this is my biggest challenge and in life. And you know, and you and I have talked about, I definitely suffer from depression. And I really know that it's because I can't slow my mind down, and it's exhausting. It's freaking exhausting. And so this is my challenge in life. Like, it almost makes me cry, honestly, because I know it's something I need to master and I need to take the time. And it's almost, meditation for me is like, it's like making myself have to do something I really don't want to do, because I may be addicted to that next thing, right? Like move. And so I'm trying to master this. And so So my son went through a really hard time his junior year. He moved high schools 4 times. He just didn't find his place. And he went through anxiety, like real anxiety. And at first I was scared because my mom, you know, she died homeless because of some mental health issues, I think, even though she was never diagnosed. She was just a severe alcoholic, but I think she was medicating. And so, and then I've dealt with anxiety and depression. So I was so scared. I'm like, please do not let my son have this. And I took him to somebody and he's like, no, this is situational. You know, he's just trying to find his place. And so he found this little corner in our yard and went and started meditating, and he was like, Mom, come back here and just put a towel down and start meditating. And I'm like, okay, you know, like, you as a mom, you want to do anything to like solve your kids' problems because you're just in love with them so much. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back here. And it was kind of this undeveloped piece of plot on our land that and so I started going back there, and it was this hidden little place where you could escape. And so during the pandemic, I was telling my husband, I need to get better at this. And so he created this little space back there and like put a little tiny pond, like tiny, like a puddle pond, and made it really beautiful. And so I've been going back there and, putting on an app. You know, you can do so many, Calm, Headspace, there's so many. And I time myself, and I've gotten from 5 minutes to now up to like 15 minutes. But I'm going to be honest with you. I know I need to do it. It's like exercise, but I kind of dread it. But once I do it, I feel better. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's, nature does that to me too, right? Because I think that's doing that to me naturally. But I'm really trying to get better at meditation. And the people that I talk to and the scientists that I've been coming in contact with because of, you know, Unilever has brought on a lot of really amazing speakers, and it always comes back to meditation and how it's helping health. Mm. And so, I'm trying to do that. So I encourage people, if you're not good at it, just know, like, so many others struggle with it, but try, right? And if you're good at it, I'm so, you know, I'm so impressed. I wasn't built like that.
It's better to be a bad meditator than to not meditate at all, maybe. Because I know exactly what you mean. You sit there and you think, oh, I've done my 10 minutes and I don't feel like I had any kind of mental breakthrough. And really but actually, you would have slowed, like, it starts to impact even when you're not doing it very well.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the other thing. And then physical self-care. I have to say my skin has never looked so good. And I don't know if it's A, because I've gained more weight and it's filled out my wrinkles, or B, I'm not moving. I'm not on airplanes. And that is the other thing, Emma. If I never walk onto another airplane again, other than, because I want to become a pilot, so I actually want to fly again, but I would love to do it on my own terms. If I never get on a commercial airline again, I would be okay. Like, that is such torture for me, going on commercial airline flights. And I've been on them so much in my life. And that is one thing if the pandemic has taught me something, it's taught me what I don't like. There's so many silver linings though to this pandemic for me. You know, but again, I don't want to say this because I know that people have lost their loved ones and they're losing their jobs. And there's a lot of people in so much harm's way right now and so much hurt. And I feel that. I feel them. And it just hasn't hit me. And I haven't lost a friend to this pandemic. So I don't want to say like, oh, this is like, oh, so easy, right? Because I know that people are suffering. But there's some silver linings for me, like I get to be with my kid before he goes off to college more. B, I slowed down.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I don't have to expend so much energy on like small talk and surface and getting on airplanes and, you know, eating like, you know, I don't know, just the minutia of like moving so much and moving so fast. And there's always beauty in when I land somewhere and I meet new people and see new cultures. And I don't want to take away from that, but I have to tell you, I've just been going for so many years on airplanes. So it's just so nice to stay in one place. And so I hope that I can maintain that. And how am I going to put boundaries that I've learned when we come out of this? Because we will come out of this. I want people to know that.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Yeah, and I you know, we were talking and earlier before the podcast, and people are saying, you know, this is going to change life forever. And I don't think it will, honestly. I think it's going to change industries and it's going to change like a lot of those kinds of things. I think we're going to be more online and it's going to change our business. We're going to be more online basically, but I think we as a human race, we are meant to go do and go be together. And so I think that just being in the medicine field for so long, in the medical field, they're going to figure this out. And so we're going to have a serum or a antibody or a vaccine for this, and we're going to move on. How we decide for ourselves, how are we going to say no to the things that we learned we didn't like? How are we going to do that? And that's what I'm trying to, not to look into the future, but like, how can I make this change, the good parts of the pandemic change for me and stick? Have you thought of that for you?
100%. It's the conversation I'm having with a lot of friends, particularly around being in and around London and realizing that you don't have to be that close to the hub.
But
it's a really interesting reset or a really interesting pause, because it has allowed lots of people just to take a step back and evaluate. And I know a lot of people have said there are things that they are going to try not to go back to.
And what are those things? What have you found? Like, what have you found? Like, okay, this, like, I don't have to be in London. I don't have to do this. What are those for you?
I think I get caught up with feeling like I have to be out and about and seen for work. So in the beauty industry, you know what it's like. There are launches every day. There are people that you could be having coffee with or whatever. And I do give a lot of time in my week, or previously used to give a lot of time in my week to making sure I was out, visible. And understanding that can be done online. But I think people, the value of email has changed.
Yeah.
But I think it's like I was saying to you, I speak to my friend Lindsay, who lives in LA, pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as this is all clear and it'll be fine, like if I think, oh, I really fancy going to LA, it's not going to be like spending 3 months thinking about it. If I can afford to go, if it's not prohibitively expensive, I'll just be like, Lindsay, I'm on my way.
Awesome.
I think it'll make people more impulsive.
Yeah.
Because you'll think, I know, saying to friends earlier, like the first time we all go out and have dinner together, who's going to be the person who says, right, I've really got to get home? No one.
Mm-mm.
We're all going to be thinking, we don't know if we'll be doing this next week. So let's get another bubble.
Yeah, totally. Well, I actually, so our favorite restaurant opened a week and a half ago, and my husband went and sat out on the patio, and it was bliss, Emma. It was like the first supper, you know, or the last supper, whatever you want to say, you know, seeing our favorite waitress wait on us and having the experience of just being there and, you know, our chips and salsa. And it was wonderful. It was so wonderful. And to just, you just wanted to kiss her, you know, the waitress and the bus person, the bus boy. He's like one of our favorite people in the whole world. Like, him and my husband always fist bump every time, but we can't do that now. But it was just so good to see them. And so it's going to come. You'll see. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. Just stay safe. And, you know, because I have to tell you, California's opening up, and I think we're having a spike right now, because the economy, I think, cannot handle not being together. And people are like, you know, we're just going to go. But, you know, I talk to all of my doctor friends, and they're like, you have got to be safe through this. Like, you can't let, because everybody is tired of being locked up. You can't let down right now. It's still duck and cover. It's still duck and cover. So, but however, you can still go out and be smart. And this is what I was telling you earlier. Like, a lot of my nurses right now are on the front lines. So, I have a clinic, you know, as you know, on Melrose Place, and half of our staff is nurses, and they actually went back to the hospitals, and which was really concerning to me in the beginning, obviously, but I've got to like kind of be with them on the journey. And in the beginning, they were petrified, right? Because we kind of didn't know what this thing was, that, you know, even though, and our PPE was super, super depleted here in the US. And so that was a push that we did as Kate Somerville. We donated all of our PPE from the clinic to our nurses and hospitals, and we ended up donating over 60,000 of our products that protect skin through hydration and through ceramides, because what was happening was their faces, because they were wearing masks, were getting sores. And so we quickly we have something called Dry Skin Saver that I created for eczema, really. But what it has in it is it has this ceramide and these ingredients that kind of coat the skin. So for instance, I have eczema on my hands, and so I'm in the water, right, cleansing my hands all the time. And so my hands got eczema because they were just too many chemicals, too much washing. And so I created this to kind of give me like a liquid glove on my hands. And it also has a bunch of ingredients to help with inflammation and protection. And so we donated a ton of Dry Skin Saver to all of our healthcare workers all over the country. And so this was awesome thing to do during this time. But what we learned through this is that if you do the proper things when you go out, and you wash your hands and you protect yourself, you can be with somebody that's infected and not get infected. So, because there was so many times where they were scared, like, oh my God, am I going to bring this back to my husband and my kids? And I had a lot of them, film what they did before they went to work and what they did after. And so they prepped their skin to, and it's so interesting because Delicate, our newest launch, came out at the perfect time for this, because Delicate, and this is becoming really big in the UK and the US. It's actually our most successful launch ever, which is in the history of Kate Somerville, which is crazy because, Exfoliate has been talked about so much, but this just came at the right time. So Delicate, what it's based on is a lot of times my clients would come in, their skin was either irritated because they've used too many products like retinols and vitamin C's and acids, and we just needed to calm their skin down. Or we were doing lasers or peels ourselves, and then we wanted to put them on something that was healing, calming, and didn't irritate while their skin was healing. And so we created this line for that purpose. And for me, I have eczema, so I'm almost always in that state. So so this particular line has a ton of peptides that really help with the inflammation and the healing process. But then it has four different ceramides that are protecting the skin from the outside coming in. And so Dry Skin Saver, which is my eczema, hand and body cream, kind of mimics the Delicate line, but the Delicate line is for your face, neck, chest. And, when we were doing lasers and peels, we were having them go on like Cetaphil and Aquaphor, which I don't know if you have that in the UK, but it's Aquaphor is like Vaseline. It's just super goopy and there's nothing that helps inflammation in it. And so we were just tired of using those kinds of things because it also broke you out. And it would help one thing, but then cause other things. And so Delicate was a launch for overstimulated skin too. And I'm seeing a lot of overstimulated skin because people are using so much product now and doing way too much. And so this came out during the pandemic and it's so perfect because this is a time when you want to really give your skin a barrier, right? So anytime I go to the grocery store, I go out in public, I put Delicate on. The moisturizer, it's kind of like a balm. It's a thick cream. So if you're breaking out, or you have acne, it's probably not the best moisturizer for you, but we also have a serum. So you can put the serum on, but this line came out during this perfect time. So we've been giving this to our nurses, so when they go in, they can prep their skin prior to going in the hospital. It helps them with the masks and rubbing, you know, on the face because it's giving you a protection layer. And then they come home, and so when the nurses come home, one of my nurses, she has like a plastic box in the back of her car. So she takes her shoes off. She takes everything off that was, you know, that she could, puts it in the box in the back of her car, goes in, doesn't hug her kids at first, takes a shower, then is able to be with her family. So my message to the normal person out there is if you do the right things and protect yourself out there, I feel like, you know, you can protect yourself. You just have to stay diligent in doing those things. But do those things. Don't get lax if you go out, because I know we're all tired of being cooped up. You've got to stay strong. You've got to try and stay obviously away from your parents. But if you do come in contact with them, just making sure that you do all those protocols and watch the internet and watch the nurses and doctors. They have a lot of good information on how to stay, you know, without the virus getting on your face or in your body. So just watch as much as you can and stay diligent on that.
That's such interesting and useful insight, because as you say, that's from people who are on the front line. And I haven't spoken to anyone like that. So that's really useful. Thank you. And I must admit, I was going to say to you, Delicate has come out at the perfect time, because the last time you and I spoke, we talked about people oversensitizing their skin and irritating their skin by using a lot of topical treatments that are really active, like vitamin C and retinol. Yeah. And what listeners won't know is we had to cut out a little section of that conversation because you told me about Delicate a little bit too soon.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to actually be able to hear about it from you today.
Yeah, it's doing really well. And when you use it, I don't know, it just, for me, it's kind of like puts the fire out. It puts a nice big barrier. It feels so good on the skin. If you're like me, you have sensitive skin, It's a perfect regimen. And I tell people, it's, you know how like some of our products like Eradicate is like for blemishes. It's something you'd want in your arsenal to have, because we all have bad skin days, or we use something that just didn't agree with us, or we're trying to give ourselves a little peel. So afterwards, it's just a great product to kind of calm, soothe, heal. And so came out at the right time, which is wonderful. I'm glad it came out at this moment.
Can I also, before I let you go, can I also please give a massive shout out to, is it D-Scar? I don't even look at the packaging anymore. I just use
D-Scar,
it.
D-Scar, yeah.
Because when I told you I had a breast reduction,
yeah,
you said, right, okay, this, I'm getting this to you. That is a genius product.
It is. It, you know, it's funny because it, when I first released it, it released in China and somebody grabbed it. Like, this was before, like, right as influencers were hitting, you know, mainstream, and they happened to have a scar and they did it on their scar, and they took pictures over time with their scar, and it just works, and it works on old scars too. So if you have scars, it's a rollerball. Okay, so let me explain how it works. It's actually a class one medical device here in the US. I could be wrong on the one part, it could be class two, because it has this roller ball. So the roller ball goes on to the skin. It rolls on this this serum, okay? And it's kind of like I would consider it a serum. And what the serum has in it, it has this really special peptide that helps with redness, first off. And it also helps the repairing process. And then what it has in it, it has these special silicones in it that lay on top of the skin. So I've been in plastic surgery before I started Kate Somerville, I think it was about 10 years before. And so if you had a breast augmentation or any kind of incision, what we would do is we would put this silicone tape on. Did you have the tape when you did a breast augmentation?
Yeah. I did. I didn't. I think I was telling you, Lauren, I saw you. I didn't really get on with it particularly well.
Okay. Yeah. Because it probably irritated, right? You were allergic to something in it?
It just kept coming off.
Oh, okay. It kept coming off. Okay.
I run quite hot. I think it just kept
coming off. Okay. So anytime you have a scar, the reason why they do the tape, okay, so let me explain this. As the skin is healing, if you don't have that silicone barrier, the skin heals like at different rates, so you get the bumpiness.
Right.
If you have a piece of silicone, the healing process goes to that, and then it lays flat because you've got like another layer to kind of let that healing process happen to that tape. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know it's kind of hard to explain on a podcast, but so what we did was we put this in a liquid form instead of the tape form. So the problem with tape is a lot of people have allergies to certain things in the tape. And so they actually have, like, they get irritated. And so what this does is it allows that process to happen for the skin to heal, level and even. And then that peptide is helping with the redness. And so that bumpiness of the scar is not going to be there in the healing process. And then how it helps older scars is that peptide. So it really works. So if you've had like a surgery or you had a scrape or a cut or you've had a mole removed, you just need to make sure that the sutures are out. And then you can start using DSCAR. Or if you have acne, so the reason why I made this product is for my acne scar people. So if they get one of those big undergrounders that you know is going to leave a mark, or you're like me, you have a lot of pigment. And, you know, anytime I get anything, I get brown, right? So I apply this once or twice a day, and it helps with that whole process. It's called DSCAR, and
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. So it blew up in China, which is so crazy. So, and then the US, Sephora does pretty well with it. So maybe the UK will do well now, thanks to you, Em.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I'm very close to lifting up my shirt and showing you how well it's done, but I don't have a before picture. And you're going through enough.
No, are you kidding?
You've made me feel really good. Your feel good habits are fantastic, Kate. And I could literally talk to you. I could talk to you for hours, but I could listen to you talk about product for hours, because I love the expertise that you bring and the care and love that goes into your products. That really comes out.
I love what I do in that respect. I love beauty. But I love everything around me to be beautiful. So like the funny thing is my first love is design, interior design. Like that gets me out of bed more than anything. Like, so I don't know. I'm excited about the future, because I'm really realizing what makes me happy during this time. I think getting quiet, you start to go like, what do I want, right? What's next for me? What do I love, you know? And so I'm always redesigning my spaces, and I've just been having a really good time doing that. And so yeah, it's this whole pandemic has made me really look at things that make me happy. And I think I hear that from you too. And I hear that from my friends too. So how are we, when this all ends, because it will end, how are we going to take and have the guts to fall forward on that? So that's what I can't wait till our next podcast, which hopefully will be before the pandemic ends. But where will we be, you know?
Well, this is what's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. And it's so nice to see you in your home as well.
Well, Em, you are welcome here anytime.
You've been saying that since we met, and I will take you up on that.
If I could put you in a bubble, I would get you here right now so you could have some nature and I'd have to cuddle you. So,
cuddle, margarita by the pool, yes. And then station out in your special area. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I will put the links to everything you mentioned, because you mentioned some great books and a great podcast and some great apps. So I'll put all of those links. But Kate, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.